Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the After Buzz Podcast. My name is Nico Adjemian, your host of the After Buzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello.
And Joanna Barbo.
Hola.
So on today's episode of the After Buzz, I've got two topics, but up top I've got some breaking news.
Okay.
A drug lord named Ernesto Don Neto Fonseca Carrillo, who was convicted.
How many guys is that?
Right.
Just the one?
That's just the one. He was convicted in 1985 of a murder, but he was just freed from prison late yesterday, after 40 years.
Did they exonerate him, or was his time just up?
I guess his time was just up, but do you want to know who he had killed, supposedly?
Yeah.
DEA agent Enrique Kiki Camarena.
Oh, Narcos. Snap.
Yes, for the TV show Narcos.
This guy was, undercover, going up against the cartels. They figured out who he was. They tortured, and killed Kiki Camarena.
Yes, and so the man who was convicted of murdering him was just released. He's 94 years old.
Oh, 94?
Yeah, he'd been serving for 40 years. He'd been there since he was 54. Imagine, God, I would not want to live.
You're like the old man. You're like Burgess. Was it Burgess? Whoever the old guy was on Shawshank Redemption. Remember, he got out. And he
Morgan Freeman.
No, the really old guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't used to seeing cars stuff. And he just couldn't adjust. He killed himself, right?
I think so. Yeah, that's funny.
It wasn't Burgess Meredith, but it was a real known. It was a well-known actor, and I'm just drawing a blank. I can see his face plain as day right now.
Not that familiar with that movie. Actually, I'm not even sure I've seen it all the way through, Shawshank.
You never saw?
All the way through?
When Red eventually gets to Guanajuato.
Guanajuato? No, I didn't.
No, I'm sorry. It's not Guanajuato. It's Zihuatanejo.
Okay.
My friend Andy.
On today's episode of the AfterBuzz, I want to bring up something a little bit different from the world of science, Joanna.
Cool.
So I don't know if you are a fan of bugs or not, but
not really.
My least favorite are millipedes. I think millipedes look insane. Why do they have so many legs? How are all the legs coordinating with each other?
Also, if you count them, not really 1,000.
Not really 1,000. That's a good point, too. So, to my surprise and great fear come to life.
Oh, I need to clarify. I'm not afraid of bugs. So I don't like the ones that make you itch or bite you.
Okay.
Or mosquitoes. Okay. But as far as being, I'm not afraid of bugs.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just a minor inconvenience to you.
Yeah. Joanna's afraid of snakes, but are there any bugs you don't like?
Not really. No.
Spiders?
I don't get bit by a venomous tarantula or anything, I would not mind if they were like, this is a safe, I'd let a tarantula
I'm not exactly thrilled if I see a spider.
Okay.
Oh,
go across.
You know what I do?
What's that?
Scoop them up, piece of paper, uh-huh. Take them outside. I'm like a bouncer. I take them outside and let them
You
go.
Don't kill them?
No.
Oh, I smash the hell out of them, yeah.
Do your flip-flop?
Yeah, go my chancla.
Well, to my horror and surprise, I found a science article describing a type of bug from millions of years ago called the Arthropleura.
I already don't like this.
The Arthropleura was a gigantic millipede. It was about 8 feet long, Joanna.
Nope.
And it weighed over 150 pounds.
That's not a bug.
How do you spell an anthrop?
Arthroplura.
Arthroplura.
Plura. Yeah. It's...
All right.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So click that first picture. No, not that one. That one, yeah. That's how it might have looked like.
No.
Okay, so that one would freak you out. Now click that one. Yeah, yeah. So that's how long it would be.
It's giving me the heebie-jeebies. Nope. Okay.
Yeah,
like centipedes, things like that. Those are a little
so
creepy.
So does that unlock a new fear for anybody?
New fear unlocked,
okay,
yes.
But you need a scope of the size. 8 feet long. Joanna.
Nope.
These aren't little tiny creepy crawlies.
Have you ever seen like a centipede in person?
Yeah, they're weird.
They're scary looking. I hate them.
One thing
that I
people,
hate a bug.
People notice when they move to El Paso, if you're not from a desert area, specifically the southwest United States, you've never seen what is called a vinaigrette. And when you first see a vinaigrette,
they do look weird.
It looks like an alien creature right. has landed on your, in your
they're
garage.
Called something really weird in Spanish, like Niños de la Tierra or something like that.
Children
dirt children?
Of the Earth?
It's something like that.
Or dirt children? Well, they are freaky and they move in a really unnatural way. And if you don't grow up with them and you see it for the first time, you're like, it's a mutant bug that got loose from a nuclear power plant or something.
So do you want to know a little bit more about the Arthropleura?
Sure.
Okay, so it would have lived in the Carboniferous period, which would be about 350 million years ago.
Long
time. And it would have lived in what is now Europe and North America back when we were one land mass, a single continent known as...
Pangaea.
Nope. Euramerica.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't where all the continents were stuck together?
Right. Just us two. Euramerica. It probably lived in forests, like swamp areas. I don't know what it would have eaten, though. It doesn't say that.
Smaller insects.
Yeah. Probably smaller insects, or maybe like...
Bird? I don't know. I don't think they would have had birds back then.
They might not have had birds, yeah. Probably other insects. So why was it so big? Well, during the Carboniferous period, there were so many trees that there were just higher levels of oxygen in the air. So because of higher oxygen levels, animals just grew bigger. Bugs, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of bugs that we see today might have had gigantic ancestors.
Oh, that's a big nope from me.
Yeah. So what kind of bug would you least like to see its gigant...
In its giant form?
Yeah.
I got to say a ladybug because it would still look adorable, but it could crush you with one of its little ladybug feet. And
you're dying and you're like, oh,
I got
cute.
Killed by a ladybug.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Thinking of like flying like a bee, like a gigantic bee.
Oh, hell no.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bee.
The bees are like, let me pollinate you, bitch.
Or ant, like giant ants. Oh, did you?
I loved in
How Did I Train the Kids.
The ant becomes their friend.
Yes, they do.
And helps them, okay?
And the pollen gets stuck to his furry little...
Oh, my God, yes.
God, what a weird movie, too. Rick Moranis, National Treasure.
Yeah. A treasure.
And he just gave it up. He just gave up comedy.
To be a dad.
Well, those kids are out of the house, so Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, time for you to come back, I think.
You will receive a hero's welcome if you come back to the world of entertainment.
So that's not even... The largest...
I am the key master. Are you the gatekeeper?
That's not even the largest bug, though, that lived during this period. This period also witnessed the rise of the griffin flies, or the mega nyspertans. These were giant dragonflies.
Oh, man, imagine you
gigantic.
Just hear, like...
Gigantic.
The fluttering of the wings. And you're like, I feel a disturbance in the forest here.
Yeah, I guess you could look up.
Okay, so how was it again?
Dragon, wait, what the?
The name?
It is called griffin flies.
Okay, so.
He just Googled prehistoric dragonfly.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've been pretty big.
Yeah.
But dragonflies don't mess with you if you're people, right?
Yeah, because they're tiny.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, because we overpower them.
Mosquitoes are tiny and they fuck with you.
That's true.
That's
right?
A good point.
That's a good point, yeah.
I always heard, though, that like daddy long legs don't bite you. That they people say they can. They just don't have big enough mouths to get around
they
your
can.
Skin.
They're still freaky to see.
Okay, let me tell you, we don't have many of these here.
I'm going to still scream like a little bitch.
This is the worst animal because they live in the grass, and if you're around them, they will bite your legs, and if you scratch it, it looked like bloody raw.
Ew.
They were called chiggers.
Yeah, those are a thing.
Chiggers.
Yeah. Although, you need to say the...
¿Qué es eso?
No hard R.
I think they're actually some kind of flea, but they do. They'll just get right
Berry
on
bugs.
You and swarm your legs if you have the misfortune of being out where there are chiggers. My favorite bug is the lightning bug, also known as the firefly.
You know, I, in my whole life, have never seen a firefly.
No, it's amazing. We don't live near, like, river or reed areas. So
I don't think
like,
I've ever seen a firefly
even,
in El Paso.
I've gone camping. I've never seen them when I go to, like,
Redoso
or Cloudcroft.
I went to Long Island for my cousin's wedding once, and on the wherever the property, there was just hundreds of
I can only speak about East Texas.
Did it look nice?
It was real pretty.
I can only speak about East Texas and Oklahoma, because that's really all I'm familiar with. But it seems like the fireflies were only out for a few weeks, mm-hmm. right around 4th of July, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And then they I guess they're still out there somewhere, but as far as their butts lighten up,
yeah.
They only do that for a couple of weeks in the summer.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So you got to hit a sweet spot to see them butts light up.
Yeah, sometimes my vacation time, and I'm delighted because it might have been a couple of years. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot fireflies are a thing.
I want to see a firefly. You would not believe your eyes of 10,000 but fireflies.
I didn't want to sing it first also because I don't remember the tune, but I was planning to do that. All right, and last but not least, this is a story that you guys probably don't care about, but...
I'm
going to do it anyways. The UK is testing a murder prediction tool.
Wait a second. You mean a minority report?
A computer? Minority report computer. That is exactly okay. what I'm talking about.
That's chilling.
The UK
first go on.
So, right? I knew you would be interested.
Go on.
Where are they going to get the naked psychic crack babies?
I know. So the UK government's working on a new tool that aims to predict who's most likely to become a murderer. The so-called Homicide Prediction Project is led by the Ministry of Justice.
Oh, my God.
They have a Ministry of Justice.
Ministry of Justice.
Yeah, that's like their Department of Justice.
Is Batman an honorary member?
Well, we have a DOJ.
Oh, yeah, Department of Justice, yeah. But the Ministry of Justice. Uh-huh.
And they have used the data from about 500,000 people so far, using data science to tackle the crime. People are calling the approach chilling, dystopian, and outright unscientific.
By the way, if anybody's listening, you didn't see Minority Report with Tom Cruise and Colin Farrell.
Go see that.
See it immediately.
So I guess what they're doing is they're taking all this information and their health markers like mental health, addiction, self-harm, suicide risk, vulnerability, disability, and they're all putting it together to get a murder prediction system.
What are they going to do? Go out and arrest somebody before they commit the murder?
See, that's the good question. That was also what Minority Report kind of...
Remember those little wooden balls and that would roll down the thing like a
where is...
Oh, snap. This movie sounds awesome.
You haven't seen Minority
Never
Report?
Seen it.
Oh, dude. It is amazing.
Is it a Spielberg movie?
It's a Spielberg movie.
It is a Spielberg movie. Yeah. And you know what? It's criminally underrated.
Oh, I can watch it on Paramount Plus.
Definitely check it
Hells
out.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, John.
God, there's so much to watch. No,
can I
you should
be on
like,
your Paramount?
Do you have ad-free?
My Paramount is connected to my Amazon.
Oh, he wants to be on your Amazon then, too, because he's got ads now.
I got ads on my Amazon, too.
Is your Amazon connected to your leg bone?
My funny bone.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Let us know what you thought. You can.
I'm going to watch Minority Report.
Call us on the neckline. Good movie. Send us some emails.
Don't get distracted. You'll lose the plot. It's one of these you got to watch.
It Sweet. Can be a little dense, but
it pays off.
There's so much to watch already. I'm so excited to just hunker down.
I would
my
say
house
that you should
weekend.
Get Peanut to watch this. Like, this would be a good family.
My
movie.
My nephews have recently started watching movies with me because I got them into Quentin Tarantino movies.
Aww. Yeah.
So they think, okay. Maybe
I know. They finally
Joanna
think I'm
something.
Cool.
Joanna might be a little cool. She's not sus anymore.
And they're like, yeah, Netflix should have totally hired you that time.
Don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show Mondays through Fridays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLAQ, El Paso's Best Rock. Talk to you all next time.